you read Genesis 8, 9, and 10, and maybe 11, somewhere in there, Genesis 8, 9, 10, and 11, you see that Noah went through the flood and he did a sweet smelling offering, right? And so God said he knew that the man's heart was evil, you know, period. And so he wouldn't cause the flood on the earth anymore because the heart of man's evil. He knew it. And Noah did the sweet smelling offering. He said, so you'll have seed time and harvest forever, you know. Seed time and harvest. So there's your cycle repeat, seed in and harvest. But he had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Shem, Ham, and Japheth, or Japheth. Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now, Ham went in the tent and did something, or saw something, or shouldn't have done what he did, or whatever. And so Noah had already blessed his three sons to be fruitful and multiply, so he couldn't curse Ham, so he cursed Canaan. Cursed be Canaan. Now, if you study the lineage of Canaan, Canaan ended up on the over there where Israel is right now, and they ended up moving towards Egypt, right? Now you can do your own study. There's a lot of history that you'd have to study to really get exact. But you can actually see in Zechariah, the last chapter, I think, that no Canaanite will enter into the temple. And so Canaan was cursed. The Canaanites, the Jebusites and all that, represented different aspects of the flesh and the world and the pride of life. And so they were cursed, right? And so the curse was never lifted. Now, you have to figure out what race or what lineage that is on your own. When you come to that conclusion, everything's going to make sense. When you do the research, who is the lineage of Canaan? Because Noah cursed Canaan. Make your own decision. Some lineage was cursed by God. There was a lineage cursed by God. You got to figure out which one it is. You should already know. But do your own research. Do your own research. You'll figure it out. God's word is the truth. And you want to know why there's trouble in the world? Canaanites, the Phoenicians. The Jezebels. The narcissists. Those who hate God. There's your trouble right there. And they're actually vampiring off of the people who love God. Who are actually the church is resisting the evil in the land.